Think of all of the millions and billions of planets out there in the universe. Out of all of those millions and billions of planets, the Lord was born here on Earth. Over 2,000 years ago, the Lord was born on this one planet, here. Why here? Why was the Lord born here on Earth? The Lord explains the answer to this question to us in the Gospel of John and in the heavenly doctrine of the New Jerusalem. And when we go to the Gospel of John and read the Christmas story, we find the answer from the Lord, but it may surprise us. In John, there is no mention of shepherds or wise men or even Mary and Joseph. The Lord simply explains to us in the Gospel of John that the Word was made flesh and dwelt in a tabernacle among us. And we observed his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. From the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, we do learn about the circumstances of the Lord's birth on this earth. In Matthew and Luke, the Lord teaches us about Elizabeth and Zacharias and Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the wise men. But in John, we learn not only that the Lord was born on earth in the form of a man, but we learn that he came to earth as the Word, too. And the Lord explains why this happened on this earth alone in the heavenly doctrine of the New Jerusalem. It wasn't because we're more special here on this earth than people anywhere else in the whole universe. And it wasn't because the Lord loves us here more than he loves people on any of those millions and billions of planets out in the universe. And it wasn't because we are the only people ever to populate any planet in the history of creation. We learn from the heavenly doctrine that this earth is unique in that the Lord reveals himself to us in his written word, as opposed to more immediate forms of communication. On other planets, the Lord teaches people about himself through spirits and angels. But here, since the fall of the most ancient church, a written revelation has been necessary to maintain a connection between heaven and earth. Since the fall of the most ancient church, the only way that the Lord can ensure that we have the truth in a way that we can receive it here on this earth is through actually writing it down. The Lord was born here and provided for writing on this earth so that the Word could be here. And then not only so that the Word could be written, but so that it could be printed and copied and sent all over the planet. And we can see the incredible effects of this. Today we can look around at all the amazing ways that written information is communicated to all over the world. Any one of us can write an email or a text or any kind of electronic message and send it thousands of miles away, and it will be received almost instantly. But really, all of this is possible so that we can read the Word ourselves, each one of us, and so that we can know that the Lord God, our Savior, is Jesus Christ, who was born on this earth as a little tiny infant. And what started as writing on the bark of trees and progressed to writing on parchment and then paper and then printing and now to electronic writing, all of this occurred because the Lord provided for it, because of the Lord's divine providence. It all occurred so that when he was born on earth, it could be written down and preserved forever and then spread throughout the entire world. All of this occurred so that today, every single one of us could pick up the Word and read it and learn about the Lord. And this has happened in incredible ways. It's happened in ways that only the Lord could foresee. When people first started scratching messages and bark that they got from a tree, how could they have known what was coming? Only the Lord could foresee that. It's according to the Lord's divine providence, it's according to what he provides for everybody, for all time, that the Word of the Lord is the most widely distributed book in the history of the human race. The entire word has been translated into over 300 different languages, and at least one book of the word has been translated into over 2,000 different languages. And now the word can be accessed anywhere there is access to the internet, too. We are just beginning to see how this new form of publication is there to serve the word and serve people to be able to read the word in ways they never could before. The use of the word being so widely available may seem obvious, but it's certainly worth thinking about directly, especially now during the Christmas season. We're learning about the Lord right now because he was born on earth, and because the story of his birth was preserved in the Word. Maybe some of you this year are learning about the birth of the Lord for the very first time. And because the Lord has given us the Word, we can leave here today and go home and read about it ourselves, or have our parents read about it to us, or maybe you can even read to a younger sibling about the story of the Lord being born on earth. And we can all be affected by it directly. And we can help others to do the same thing. On this earth, the Word is where we find the Lord. And once we find him there, we need to invite him to be part of every single thing that we do. Because the Lord was born here and ensured that the story of his birth and life was preserved in the Word, almost every single person on this planet can now learn about it. That special feeling of happiness and peace, contentment and hope that we get when we read the Word for ourselves, and the Christmas story especially of the Lord being born on earth, that is now more accessible and available than ever before. Just about everywhere in the world, in just about every language that people read in, the Lord is there in the Word, just waiting to be discovered. But this incredible use of writing has a function that goes beyond just our planet. The Lord teaches us that the inhabitants of this earth serve a use for the rest of the universe that is like the use that the skin performs for man. We, collectively, serve as the outermost or most external part of human life throughout the universe. It is as if we are the covering for more interior populations, like the skin for the body. The very nature which leads us to need revelation in writing is the same nature that makes this earth the one and only place where the Lord was born. Because we correspond to the most external aspects of the human body, we have divine revelation in its most external form. The Word of God written down on a page. And because of this, the Word is not just here, but in heaven too. And it is available there for everyone to read. Because the Lord was born on this earth and the Word was written to preserve that story, now that story is available through heaven to everyone. We can think about the first time we really began to understand that the Lord was born on earth and that he is God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We can think about how that continues to affect us. We're not alone. Just as we rejoice when we learn through the Word better and better every year that the Lord was born on this earth, the Lord teaches us in the heavenly doctrine of the new church that inhabitants of other earths rejoice when they hear that God took on himself the human and made it divine, and that thus God is man in actuality. So let's pick up the Word for ourselves and read it. And learn about the Lord. He was born here for exactly that purpose. Amen.